This is Carol Cando Pineda. I'm an attorney at the Federal Trade Commission, the nation's consumer protection agency. One focus of my work is outreach to the military community, giving you tips and tools to avoid scams, watch your wallet, and protect yourself in the marketplace. Today I'm going to talk about how to spot and avoid some scams you might encounter online or in your email. Many of these scams are international. Scam artists are very clever with schemes that defraud millions of people around the globe each year. These con artists can be common crooks or part of large criminal organizations. What do these scams look like? Here's how to spot 10 of the most common ones. The Nigerian email scam. It's not just about Nigeria. They come from all over the world now. They claim to be officials or business people in some country, and they say their money is somehow tied up for a limited time. They offer to transfer lots of money into your bank account if you'll pay a fee or taxes or to help them access their money. If you respond, you may get documents that look really official, sometimes with seals and official logos and letterhead. Then they ask you to send money to cover transaction and transfer costs and attorney's fees, as well as blank letterhead, your bank account numbers, or other information. They may even encourage you to travel to the country in question or a neighboring country to complete the transaction. Sometimes they have even produced trunks of dyed or stamped money to try to verify their claims. This is very elaborate. But they vanish with your money, and the harm can go way beyond your pocketbook. According to some State Department reports, people who have responded to these scams have been beaten, threatened, subject to extortion, and in some cases murdered. Now there are work-at-home scams. Not quite as scary, but still serious. You probably have seen the ads. They promise, you know, steady income for very minimal labor. Medical claims processing, envelope stuffing, craft assembly, work, other things that maybe you could do at home. If you're part of a military family and you're moving around a lot, it makes it much harder to snag a job, and these ads can be very appealing. It's fast cash, minimal amount of work, no risk. What they don't tell you is that you may have to work many, many hours without pay, or you'll have to pay hidden costs to place newspaper ads, make photocopies, or buy supplies and software, whatever it is you need to do the job. So once you put in your own time and money, you're likely to find the promoters refuse to pay you. They claim that your work isn't up to their quality standards. So let me tell you, the FTC has yet to find anyone who's gotten rich stuffing envelopes or assembling magnets at home. Legitimate work-at-home business promoters should tell you, in writing, exactly what's involved in the program that they're selling to you. Ask questions and beware of shills that they pay to lie and sing their phony praises. Weight loss or miracle cures have been around forever. These emails promise a revolutionary pill, patch, cream, some other product that will result in weight loss without diet or exercise. I think we all know where this is going. Some emails will tout scientific breakthroughs and miracle cures for all kinds of diseases and conditions. These are gimmicks playing on your sense of hopefulness. I mean, seriously, if there was a complete breakthrough to cure cancer or this sudden medical miracle to help people lose weight, don't you think you'd hear about it on the nightly news or in mainstream, you know, newspapers? You're not going to get it through an email. Pay in advance credit offers. The email says that you've been pre-qualified to get a low-interest loan or a credit card. Or sometimes they offer to repair your credit, even though banks have turned you down. But to take advantage of the offer, you have to ante up a processing fee of several hundred dollars. So what's the catch? A legitimate pre-qualified offer means you've been selected just to apply. Nothing more, nothing less. You still have to complete an application, and you can still be turned down. If you paid a fee in advance for the guaranteed promise of a loan or a credit card, you've been hustled. Now let's talk a little about debt relief. These emails say you can consolidate your bills into one monthly payment without borrowing. They'll stop creditors from harassing you. They'll stop foreclosures, repossessions, tax levies and garnishments. Sometimes they say they can completely wipe out your debts. What they don't tell you is their offer almost always involves bankruptcy proceedings. Now, bankruptcy is one way to deal with serious financial problems. It's generally considered the option of last resort, though. Why? It has a really long-term negative impact on your creditworthiness. Stays in your credit report for 10 years and can hurt your ability to get credit, a job, insurance, or even a place to live. Then there are investment schemes. These emails tout investments that promise high rates of return with little or no risk. That's always kind of a warning sign, right? One version seeks investors to help form an offshore bank. Others are vague about the nature of the investment but stress the rates of return, get people very excited about it. Promoters hype their high-level financial connections, the fact that they're privy to inside information, that they'll guarantee the investment, or that they'll buy it back. That's just a way to distract you. They'll almost always try to rush you into a decision. All right, so now you know some of the twists and turns of these scams. Here are 10 tips, good rules of thumb to help you avoid them. First, don't send money to someone you don't know. That includes an online merchant you've never heard of, or an online love interest who asks for money or favors. It's best to do business with sites you know and trust. If you buy items through an online auction, consider a payment option that provides protection, like a credit card. Don't send cash or use a wire transfer service. And don't pay upfront fees for the promise of a big payoff, whether it's a loan, a job, or prize money. Second, don't respond to messages that ask for your personal or financial information, whether the message comes as an email, a phone call, a text message, or an ad. Don't click on links or call phone numbers included in the message either. The crooks behind these messages are usually trying to trick you into sending money and revealing your bank account information. If you get a message and you're concerned about your account status, call the number on your credit or debit card or in your statement. Check it out that way. Third, don't play a foreign lottery. First, it's easy to be tempted by messages that boast enticing odds in a foreign lottery or messages that claim you've already won. Inevitably, they'll ask you to pay taxes, fees, or customs duties to collect your prize. If you send the money, you won't get it back, regardless of the promises. And second, you should know it's illegal to pay foreign lotteries anyway. Fourth, keep in mind that wiring money is like sending cash. Once it's gone, you can't get it back. Con artists often insist that people wire money, especially overseas, because it's nearly impossible to reverse the transaction or to trace the money. Don't wire money to strangers, to sellers who insist on wire transfers for payment, or to someone who claims to be a relative in an emergency and they want to keep it secret. That's a whole other ball of wax, but just be careful. Wiring money is dangerous. Don't agree to deposit a check from someone you don't know and then wire money back, no matter how convincing the story. This is kind of a corollary to the one we just talked about. By law, banks must make funds from deposited checks available within days, but uncovering a fake check can take weeks. You're responsible for the checks you deposit. So if a check turns out to be fake, you're responsible for paying the whole amount back to the bank. Six, read your bills and monthly statements regularly, whether they're on paper or online. Scammers steal account information and then run up charges or commit crimes in your name. Dishonest merchants sometimes bill you for monthly membership fees and other goods or services you didn't authorize. If you see charges you don't recognize or didn't okay, contact your bank, the card issuer, or other creditor immediately. Seven, in the wake of a natural disaster or another crisis, give to established charities rather than ones that seem to spring up overnight. Pop-up charities probably don't have the infrastructure to get help to the affected areas or people, and they could be collecting money to finance illegal activity. Check out ftc.gov/charityfraud to learn more about that. 8. Talk to your doctor before buying health products or signing up for medical treatments. Ask about research that supports a product's claims and possible risks or side effects. Buy prescription drugs only from licensed U.S. pharmacies. Otherwise, you could end up with a product that's fake, expired, or mislabeled. That could be dangerous. Visit ftc.gov/health for more information about that. 9. Remember, there's no such thing as a sure thing. If someone contacts you promoting low-risk, high-return investment opportunities, stay away. When you hear pitches that insist you act now, or they guarantee really big profits, they promise there's no risk, especially if they want you to send cash immediately, stay away. Know where an offer comes from and who you're dealing with. Try to find a seller's physical address, not just a P.O. box, and a phone number. With voice over the internet and other web-based technologies, it's tough to tell where someone's calling from. Do an internet search for the company name and website and look for negative reviews. Check them out with the Better Business Bureau, BBB.org. It's not always foolproof, but it's worth a look to see if the BBB has any complaints against the company. And you can find out an awful lot online, too, if there are complaints from other consumers. To learn more about these scams, visit OnGuardOnline.gov. That's the site run by FTC with its partners in the government and technology industry. Learn more about how to stay safe and secure online and avoid internet fraud. You can get free tips, tools, videos, and games about cybersecurity. And if you've been ripped off by one of these scams, file a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission. That's ftc.gov/complaint. And as always, you can go to Military OneSource for help. This free 24-hour service is available to all active duty, guard, and reserve members, regardless of activation status, and their families. Consultants provide information and make referrals on a wide range of issues. Call 1-800-342-9647 or go to MilitaryOneSource.com to learn more.